We desire the courage to live by our choice. We desire the courage to live by our choice. All of us have choices from time to time that we think are very good and very wonderful. We have the choice to be happy. We have the choice to live in a healthy body. We have the choice to live in a healthy mind. We have the choice to know our divinity. We have the choice to be recognition-full that all is in divine order now. We have that choice. But do we have the courage to follow that choice, to live by that choice? We desire it, but we desire the courage to live by our choice. Now, we all have choices that vary on little individual things, but if we take the bigger point and we say all is in divine order, for instance, all is in divine order. That means we have a healthy body, a healthy mind, a healthy world. We are abundant. We are wonderful in every possible way. Now, is that your choice? Is that your desire? Do you have the courage to live your choice by continuously having your choice as the forefront of your mind, having your choice at the forefront of your thinking, at the forefront of your desire? Do you have the courage to do that? Very few people do. We are buffaloed by the incidents that come along. We are put down by the lack of achievement of the things that we want in life. We want to be happy, and then we wonder why we're not happy. And then we think unhappy thoughts, and we wonder why we are still unhappy. We think more unhappy thoughts, and we become more and more unhappy. We think that on this earth, our physical bodies are designed to have problems. We're designed to have errors. We're designed to be human. We're designed to be limited in every possible way. And so we are. Whatever the desires we have, and the desires we have are infinite, do we have the courage to live by our choice? Now, I choose to live in a wonderful body. Every organ, action, function of my body is perfect. So, should anything come along to disturb my equilibrium and tell me that my body is not absolutely perfect, I immediately say, all is in divine order. My body is absolutely perfect. Every organ, action, function of my body is absolutely perfect. All is in divine order. All is in divine order. I immediately return to my original integrity, to my original purity, to my original self. I have the courage to live by my choice. And that's my desire. And that's my reality. Now, how can I live by my choice? How can I live by my choice when things come up in my life that are not pleasant? When illnesses come up in my life, when poverty comes up in my life, when unhappiness comes up in my life of any kind? How can I live happiness, abundance, and wholeness every time, even when those things come up in my awareness, in my physical being, in my physical experience? Well, the more I concentrate on the problem, the more I empower that problem to continue to be and to grow bigger and bigger and bigger, to exacerbate itself in a fantastic way. And is that what I want? Well, I say I don't. But yet, I continually talk about my problem. And then, I like to say, oh, I had my appendix out, and I, oh, see, it's scar here. Oh, I had this problem, I had that problem. Oh, yes. You see, we are so accustomed to talking about our problems. We are so accustomed to talking about the circumstances that we did not want, we say, in our life, that we just give them attention to be again and again and again. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Whatever thoughts we think about in our mind, we empower them to be. We desire the courage to live by our choice. And our choice is to be living in our absolutely perfect body, spirit, mind, and body. That's our choice. That's our desire. Now, do we really want that? Or do we find it more fun to tell people of the problems we have? Do we like to tell people, well, sure, you don't know what it's like to have this circumstance or that circumstance. And the other person will say, and I don't want to know. I know what it's like to be in my ideal body. I know what it's like to have all in divine order. I know what that's like. And I return in my thought to that thought, and I rebuild that in my character again and again and again. I rebuild that in my experience again and again and again by thinking about it, by having the courage of my desire, the courage of my choice. And what is my choice? Is my choice to be whole and perfect? Well, then I have to only think being whole and perfect all the time. Is my thought to be not whole and perfect? Then that seems to come easily, not thinking about being whole and perfect and looking at appearances and believing in appearances. Well, the appearances are not God. The appearances are the illusion of life that come and go. The illusion of everything on earth, everything in the heavens, everything anywhere. God is not changeable. God is always the same. So if I turn my attention to God, and I turn my attention to the allness of God, I turn my attention to the unchangeableness of God, then as I think about health, abundance, right action, peace, harmony, as I think about these things, I give these life in my world. Now, how do I give them life? Do I give them life by thinking about them or by not thinking about the other? You see, when I'm thinking about my positive life, I am not thinking about my negative life. When I'm thinking about my positive life, my negative life does not have a leg to stand on. It does not exist. It is an illusion that passes away and stays passed away and is gone forevermore. That's my reality. That's my reality. That's who I am. That's what I am. That's why I am. And that's all that I am. And as I come to this awareness, as I realize this, as I believe this, as I know this, this is me. This is me, and this is only me. I realize that we desire the courage to live by our choice. Well, if we concentrate on the negative, we empower that. If we concentrate on the positive, we empower that. If we concentrate on our divinity, saying all is in divine order, whatever that means, however that means, whatever that reflects in our life, all is in divine order, then that is my reality. That is who I am. Now, I talk with people, and I share with them these ideas of this absolute philosophy. I share with them this idea that was taught by the Master. The idea that all is divine, all is good, all is pure, and that in the allness there is no limitation. In the allness there is no illusion. In the allness there is only all that is expressing its ideal format right now. And as it expresses its ideal format right now, it is its ideal format right now. It is its perfection right now. It is the ideal. And the ideal is what I am. We desire the courage to live by our choice. And the choice we choose to have is the choice of wholeness, the choice of divinity, the choice of allness, the choice which has that which is perfect. Now, if we do not empower the negative, it does not have a leg to stand on. If we do not empower the positive, it does not have a leg to stand on. Those illusions may well be there, but if we do not empower them by our thought, they're not there for us. And we want them there for us now and always. And the only way they'll be there for us now and always is when we express the courage to live by our choice, by speaking positive, uplifting, beautiful thoughts at all times. For that is our reality, and that is who we are. Join me in that, and know that this is your reality. This is who you are. This is what the only thing that matters on the entire universe, and the entire allness of all. Right now, it's your choice and mine. And accept it, claim it, and enjoy it. I love you. I love you. I love you.